Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
The partnership with SQM is a significant milestone for Andrada Mining. Can you explain the strategic importance of this partnership for the development of the lithium-rich asset?
So this is a great endorsement, not only for the lithium-rich asset, but also for Namibia as a potential repository for lithium globally. But with SQM in particular, it's an endorsement of the quality and the value of our asset. And it also expedites the development of the project through the injection of capital and technical expertise. SQM are global leaders in developing lithium mines from exploration all the way to production. And we think that this will be a value-accretive transaction for the company and for the country.
Now, what factors lead Andrada Mining to choose SQM as a partner for this project? And how do you foresee this collaboration shaping the future of lithium mining?
So SQM are the global leaders in lithium mining and marketing.
Yeah.
They have relevant experience in developing lithium assets. They also, and very importantly, have exceptional technical expertise that will benefit the project and Andrada's lithium aspirations, and I would imagine would open up the Namibian market as a lithium leader in Africa.
Can you elaborate on the financial and technical contributions that SQM brings to the table and how these will accelerate the exploration and the development of lithium rich?
So essentially, it's an earn-in agreement with various stages that will ultimately see SQM earn up to 50% and complete a definitive feasibility study. That will then allow us to further finance and develop the asset.
Now, the agreement outlines a three-stage earn-in process. What are the key milestones that Andrada and SQM aim to achieve at each stage?
So stage one is an initial 18-month period where we're going to do some follow-on drilling from our existing drilling program. And then after that, we're going to, at stage two, is about declaring a resource on that deposit. And then stage three is then progressing towards a definitive feasibility study. So those are the major milestones. We actually anticipate that it will go a lot quicker. If we see how aggressive SQM are in terms of wanting to progress projects and what they've done in Australia, we anticipate that we could actually accelerate this given the results of our initial drilling program.
Now, how does this project contribute to Andrada's ambition to develop a vertically integrated lithium industry within Namibia?
So Namibia has established itself as a premier investment destination in Africa. The legal system and the political system are very conducive for foreign direct investment. We see that the Seronga region is, as I said before, very sort of productive from a mineral and geological point of view. And we see that, bringing a large lithium developer, this is their first foray into Africa, and we see that as a sort of indication in terms of what level of investment we can expect. And as we develop this region, we see that having a number of different mines will make Namibia a lot more attractive to vertically integrate and hopefully one day set up a refinery for lithium in Namibia.
As Andrada Mining moves forward with the Lithium Reach project, what role do you see Namibia playing in the broader global lithium market?
Look, lithium's still in a very early stage, and the major the hard rock lithium deposits that are currently being mined are all in Australia. I think that by getting this up and running, there's been a few developments in Zimbabwe, but I think Namibia's it's an infant stage, but I think that this deal really puts Namibia on the map from a lithium destination. So, I think that the long-term benefits of having a big lithium producer already in the country has significant long-term benefits for Namibia.
How is Andrada ensuring that the development of Lithium Reach aligns with environmental and regulatory standards in Namibia, particularly with regard to obtaining necessary approvals from the Namibian Competition Commission and transferring the environmental clearance certificate?
Yeah, so we don't foresee much of a stumbling block on the Competition Commission. It's a fairly straightforward transaction and is hugely value accretive for the country. So we don't see too much of an issue there. We will be the primary operators of the mine, and we pride ourselves on being responsible Namibian citizens and developing projects that are sustainable for the long-term benefit of the communities that we operate, but also for the broader Namibian population. So, you know, we want to set the standard in terms of mining sustainably, and we anticipate that this will fall along the same lines as how we've built our existing operations.
Now, beyond the Lithium Reach project, what are Andrada's key priorities for future exploration and development, both within Namibia and across its other assets?
So we want to see ourselves at the forefront of developing critical raw material mine and being a producer of critical raw materials in Namibia. We want to be the brand name for mining in this region and in Namibia, and you know we've got other deposits that we want to bring into production. So we want to see ourselves as a multi mine, multi decade, multi mineral producer that is sustainable into the long term, and will benefit many generations of Namibians to come.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of Andrada Mining, Anthony Fuljoen. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Maggie.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.